Real quick, obviously, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We're talking a ton of Lions, your first impressions of the team that I think is going to win the Super Bowl. It's week one, guys. Go around the league and look around. Uneven performances, shocking losses. I mean, teams winning with, you know, I got to tell you, we got to fix this door. It is maddening. Anytime someone opens this door, it's like, does no one in this business know they're in radio? I got to tell you, I'm going to lose it.
The little bit of WD-40?
I'm going to lose it. The point I'm making is the Lions were able to not play their best, still win, and they did it. They finished the game in the quintessential, like, backbone of what this team is. The offensive line, the running game, brute force. Mm-hmm. If you've got that in your bag of tricks for late in games, winning time, the defense is going to take time. We warned you about this. You have a lot of young pieces, a lot of new pieces. No one played in the preseason. It's going to take time. So just breathe. But one thing I wanted to bring up, Rico, you heard Jeremy Otto's update. And obviously, we'll get to Michigan. But Michigan State, that was a credibility win for Jonathan Smith, meaning early in a tenure. Ain't nobody mistaking Michigan State for some kind of Big Ten contender. But in order to make a bowl or have a positive season, there were two swing games, Maryland and BC. You had to get one of them if you plan on making a bowl, right. Two of them if you want to have some real fun.
Right.
But what is it with the injuries this early where State is losing players for months, starting left guard, Pete Phillips or whatever his name is, out for the year. They just lost Chance Rucker for 2 months. They lost Dylan Tatum, West Bloomfield product, for the season.
We don't know what happened to Alonte Brown.
He's Alonte Brown.
Right. That's what happened. He just went out, and it was just like, and he's done.
Is it normal to have to lose five guys in two games for the season? Is that normal? Doesn't feel normal to me. Sorry.
No, and yet losing another one. So I don't know, because maybe it's how they practiced, you know, leading up to the season. I don't know. But, yeah, you're right. You get a lot of he's out for maybe a few weeks, but, yeah it's just like, and he's done.
But overall, here's the other thing. I saw what I needed to see in week two to at least have hope. See, I don't have hope on Sundays. Sundays, my hope is gone. We'll leave that alone. Aiden Childs is going to give you a lot of good, and there's going to be some bad. I'm accepting of it. He made his second career start. He made some throws I haven't seen a Spartan quarterback maybe since Jeff Smoker make. All jokes aside about the Grand Rapids courthouse. Smoker made some throws, and you're like, okay, that's not normal. I don't know a guy who's had an arm like that since him.
Right. But then the frustrating part comes where
I know
you're like,
it's the give back.
How did you miss the tight end who was wide open? Even the corner had conceded a touchdown.
It's the give back.
And he looks over and like, whoa, are you throwing it to me? Thank you.
The point I will Merry make Christmas. To you is, out if I get outside of Miller Moss, the kid at USC, if I get outside of Dylan Gabriel, and if you want to put Drew Aller in there, I am fine. The point I'm making is, there's an ability that if Aiden Childs can smooth some of this out, it comes with reps.
It does.
Time.
It does.
Is there a chance he could enter as the fourth best QB in the conference? Because if you have that,
right,
it gives you the ability to be competitive. And look,
because right now I would say Raiola, the other freshman QB, is probably leading.
He's excellent. Right. No question.
So I would put him at number four.
Fine.
But Childs, you're right, Mike. It's just,
I needed that performance after week one. I needed to see that.
If you get Aiden Childs fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go, where you led your team on two drives down 10 points, I mean down 7 points to win the game, if that guy is consistent, yes.
And I think as time goes on, you'll eliminate some of these mistakes. It takes time.
Yeah.
Look, the difference between him and Davis Warren, you're getting a lot of great, you got great plays from Aiden on Saturday. Great play. That throw to Nick Marsh, the throw to Jerron Glover. Like, great plays.
Right.
There's nothing from Davis Warren. It's only bad. So understand, I'm not telling you my guy's perfect here. And in fact, a week ago, I wondered if it was Stevie Wonder and his keyboard.
A week ago? Yeah, well, during the game. I was still wondering that.
But overall, really nice road win for State under a new coach, new regime, 61 new players. They were down 10. Things didn't go right. And they rallied up and won a game, and that's fun.
They could have thrown in the towel and just said, well, we're done. If not, you know, he threw the – Mike, that the pass to Nick Marsh wasn't even the best play for me. The best play for me was he learned. Earlier in the game, third down, like third and eight, he runs to the sideline. And instead of picking up the first down, he tried to do the Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to stick the ball over the line. And the refs were like, no, that's not how it works in college. We're going to go where you stepped out. State had to punt from the 50. On that final drive, third and two, he just lowers his shoulder, picks up the first down. That tells me he's listening, he's learning. So you're right. You're not making the same mistake twice. And that's the thing. I'm okay with young quarterbacks. You're going to make mistakes. Just don't keep making the same mistakes. Now, hey, Aiden, stop turning the ball over in the red zone.
I know. Hey, ultimately, they're far from good. There's just, I think the win against Maryland gives hope. And this is a fan base that primarily in the last five seasons, outside of the K-9 miracle, has been hopeless.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of games are going to be very stressful like Saturday's was.
Yeah, hey, you want that. That means you're in a game.
You know what I want? I want to be like Kenny. I just want to sit there and watch a game.
52-3.
And decide what I'm going to be at halftime. What am I doing and going to do next? What am I about to watch?
Well,
no, I know they're nowhere near Georgia, but you just want one of those games where...
Then enjoy Prairie View. 248-539-9797. Bottom line, the middle of the schedule is still very daunting. But here's the one thing I know. Take Ohio State and put them to the left. They're impressive. The other three teams in the middle, do you think more of them today or less of them today than you thought when the season started? Michigan, Iowa, Oregon. Not saying you're winning any. But do you believe you could be in one of those games in the fourth quarter, whereas 2 weeks ago you went no shot? That's all I'm selling you.
Hope. You know what, David? Sounds like we need a Big Ten power ranking. Not now.
Oh, thank God.
Not now.
I was not in the mood for that. At number 15, go to hell.
18 teams, Mike.
I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
248-539-9797. Yes, we will get right back to the Lions. Yes, I will get to your phone calls. Your first impressions of the Lions against the Rams, your super, as I call them, your Super Bowl team. I walked away going, all right, exhale, lot to work on. But to beat a playoff team in the opener when a lot goes wrong and you played a lot of new faces, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I like the fact, too, if you're a Lions fan, you got a tiebreaker over the Rams because it's a team that will be around for the rest of the year.
And this is becoming a top three home field advantage in the sport.
Because what you're going to learn really fast, you're going to stop looking at just the North. And you're going to start looking at the top teams. You're going to start wondering, okay, what the Rams do, what the Niners do, what the Eagles do, what the Cowboys do. Yeah. Because that's our real competition. We know we're going to beat these other three patsies. What did they do this week?
248-539-9797. We will get your phone calls. We will get more ticket texts. We'll mix in some of the college football, but obviously the Lions are driving the bus on a Monday. 97-1.